you as a state have a competitive advantage. The state's growing fast and significantly in some areas. And part of the reason the research is showing is because of your public lands. You have an attractant that Kansas doesn't have. And how do you use that competitive advantage, whether you're the governor or a county commissioner, to help build your community, to attract those jobs, to attract the investment to your community, to help your community prosper economically? But more and more, we're realizing that public lands also have what's called an amenity value. They create amenity migration, where people move to New Mexico because of the quality of life.
What kind of land is contributing to this growth? Is it just national forests and national parks or national monuments, I mean? Or is it BLM multi-use land, too?
We found that it's actually truly a mix. Counties that do best are actually have the highest mix. And the idea is that everyone can see themselves on the landscape. There's a pattern of job creation across the West. The counties that have higher percentage of federal protected land have seen more job growth than counties that have no percentage of federal land protected.
I've heard the argument, though, that some of the tourism jobs or the service jobs that come with tourism aren't well paying. Is that the case?
Well, we find that public lands create jobs across the full spectrum. You definitely have people that work seasonally in tourism jobs. You have somebody that works in a hotel as a chambermaid that are definitely starter positions are not paying as well. But with the more and more peer-reviewed research is showing with this amenity migration, you're also bringing in an architect who lives in Las Cruces but is doing world-class work. And they prefer to live there because they want to raise their family there and to work there. And obviously, they're paid fairly well. The cardiologist, she graduates medical school, could live anywhere, chooses to live in Santa Fe because they can work in the hospital there, but again, have the enormous amount of land at their disposal to go out and enjoy with their family. So it's across the board.
So New Mexico is a very diverse state. There's lots of industrial uses for our land here that can bring in a substantial amount of money. Like oil, for example, funds our schools and governments, but it's hard to create a national park or monument out of an oil field. So based on your study, would preserving some of that land be more beneficial than continuing to develop?
Yeah, it really depends on the location of the community. There's no doubt that energy industry is very important in New Mexico. There are plenty of energy fields that can be developed, but there are also places around Las Cruces with the Oregon Mountains. In those communities, it makes sense to protect the public lands. That's probably the highest economic value of those lands to do that there. In other parts of the state, it might make more sense to have an energy development. In both cases, you want to have what is in the industry is called best practices. Any land management should go through that review to make sure that it works for the community that's there. Something that we're discovering is that the lands have a value much beyond what is just tourism or what is just extraction. It's not just the gold that's in the hills. It's that the hills are the gold.
All right. Well, thanks so much for joining me today.
It's great to be here. Thank you very much.